The lost city of Aquaria. Deep beneath the waves, in a realm where the sunlight danced through the water like liquid gold, there existed a city unlike any other. This was Aquaria, a lost underwater city, brimming with vibrant coral towers and glistening palaces made of shells and pearls. Within Aquaria lived the merfolk, a peaceful community of sea creatures who thrived under the rule of their king, a mighty being with the power of the ocean at his command, Poseidon. One day, a prophecy whispered by the currents reached every corner of the sea. It spoke of Miranda, a purebred sea nymph, destined to unite with Poseidon and bring forth a new era of prosperity. Miranda, with her long flowing hair that shone like the sunken treasures and eyes as clear as the purest waters, was indeed the mermaid princess foretold by the ancient tales. As Miranda glided through Aquaria, her heart was both nervous and excited about her future. She was to marry Poseidon, and their union would bless the underwater world with a lineage of future kings, mighty as the tides themselves. However, not everyone in Aquaria was pleased with the prophecy. Amphitrite, Poseidon's former companion, harbored feelings of resentment. She had always believed she would remain by Poseidon's side, but the prophecy spoke of a different future. Despite Amphitrite's displeasure, the sea itself seemed to approve of the destined union. Dolphins danced, and seahorses trumpeted as the day of the royal wedding approached. When Miranda and Poseidon finally met, it was as if the entire ocean held its breath. And then, in joyful celebration, echoed their harmonious approval. The wedding was a spectacle of sea anemone bouquets and coral bell chimes. As Poseidon placed a ring of glowing kelp on Miranda's finger, they promised to care for the ocean and all its creatures together. Years passed, and true to the prophecy, Miranda and Poseidon were blessed with sons, each inheriting the strength and nobility of their parents. Aquaria flourished, and peace reigned as the new princes grew under the tutelage of the wisest turtles and the most learned octopi. And although once ruffled by the winds of change, even Amphitrite found her place within Aquaria. For in this underwater world, each wave of the past helped shape the shores of the future. Just as each citizen, regardless of their role, contributed to the great tapestry of the sea. So it was that the lost city of Aquaria, with its rulers and its people, continued to live on in harmony, a hidden gem amidst the vast and mysterious ocean.